Welcome to Cascade Connects, a podcast focusing on the people and events in the Cascade Collegiate Conference. Here is your host, CCC Commissioner Robert Cashel.
Welcome to this edition of Cascade Connects. I'm your host, Rob Cashel, Commissioner of the Cascade Collegiate Conference, and I am joined today by student athlete at Lewis Clark State College, Jenna Carpenter. Jenna, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to join the program.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to get to talk to you today.
Well, Jenna, lots to talk about today, but first up, I want to talk a little bit about your indoor track and field season so far. You just completed really what we would call the regular season, getting ready for nationals, which will be coming up in a couple of weeks, and you are the defending national champion in the high jump. So tell me a little bit how your season has gone so far this year as you're gearing up towards nationals.
So I started my season opener in December, I believe the 8th or 9th, and this was my first year ever getting to compete in December due to playing volleyball my freshman and sophomore year, so that was kind of exciting. My season opener, I jumped better than any of my season openers in the past, so starting off like already jumping a little bit higher than last year is very exciting, and then I've continued to jump a little bit higher every single meet. And it's just been kind of fun. I don't know. I jumped last weekend at Eastern Oregon, and I was able to jump my indoor PR, which I've never jumped above 170, I jumped 173 this weekend, and that was my first time doing that outside of a national competition. So that was exciting, and I was pretty close to jumping 176. So I'm hoping we get that in nationals, but I'm just very excited. I don't know. My coaches have been very adamant in helping me get better every single week and work with what we can being a multi. And so I don't know. I'm just very excited and got a lot of support behind me. So it should be a good season.
That's great. One of the things to get used to, certainly just kind of for regular normal fans, is taking that meter and turning that into your height that you jumped. So can you tell our listeners and our viewers what 1.73 is in feet and height? I think it's 5'8", is that right?
I think it's 5'8", yeah. I kind of pretend to ignore the feet in inches just so I think it's not as high as it is. But I know 170, I believe, is 5'7", and then 173, I want to say, is the 5'8". So I think that my PR outdoors 174, which is 5'8" and like a quarter or a half. And so I'm kind of like slowly working to 5'9", closer to 5'10". So yeah, but it's exactly 5'8" is what I jumped last week.
Well, it's exciting because, as you mentioned, this is the first year you've been able to really compete all year in indoor. And again, defending champion at the NAIA National Indoor Meet. And you're currently ranked third on the performance list at the 1.73. If I remember correctly, I think you're just I think 1.74 is a little bit ahead of you. What do you expect in terms of the competition back in Brookings at the national tournament?
The top, honestly, like anyone with the A standard right now is extremely competitive. And there are some girls who have been up and down all season, or there's girls who just keep getting better. And I think this is probably going to be the most competitive nationals meet that I've ever been to, indoor or outdoor. And I'm honestly kind of excited because most girls in the high jump are super, super nice and rooting for each other rather than I'm just here to beat you. And so it's kind of just, it's going to be fun because it's just a very healthy environment normally. And being able to know that everyone in the top 10 can all basically, like, it's whoever shows up that day, because we're all pretty much at the same level and anyone could jump 176 out of the blue, and we all know that anyone could do it. So it's just kind of whoever really comes to compete, I guess. I don't know. Everyone's really good this year.
You know, it's interesting you talk about the camaraderie and cheering for each other. And that's really something that's very, very common in track and field. And I've noticed that the years I've been around in it. And it's really unique, I think, to the sport, where it's on you to do your best in your particular event. And you share that, you know what each other are going through, and you cheer each other on.
Yeah. No, within our conference, we have like a very close-knit like jumping group and multis group. And a couple weekends ago in Spokane, one of the Eastern Oregon girls was able to hit the A standard in high jump. And I was jumping up and down, just getting so excited. And I told her, I was like, I think I'm more excited that you just made it to nationals than I did myself. And it was just funny because like that's honestly how most competitions are, especially within our conference, just because everyone's so like happy for each other. And that's just like the best part about track. And that's why, honestly, I think it's one of the best sports out there, just because everyone is always so supportive and you can see growth so easily. And so just getting to cheer people on is just so fun, and seeing how their hard work is paying off, just like yours is. So, yeah.
Now, you became the first national champion, female national champion at LC State history. You also, at the conference level, are a two-time defending outdoor high jump champion. And I know outdoor is coming later, and you'll be defending that title as well. Multi-time All-American. You've also done other events as well. You're a pentathlete. And you also ran on the relay team, and you played
Yeah.
volleyball at LC as well. So you've done a lot of different things.
Definitely. No, it's been a lot of fun, just because the community at LC is so big and so supportive. And that's one of the only reasons I was able to not only play volleyball for 2 years in addition to track, but also be able to do so many random different events in the multi. And I have great coaches that have been able to like help me through, because trying to work with five events indoor and seven events outdoor is a little chaotic. So having coaches that are very supportive and able to work with you any hour of the day and really just like pushing you to be your best is so great. And it's very like easy to see at LC with every single coach, and it's awesome. Depending upon the sport, every single coach is going above and beyond, and that's honestly what makes the school like so fun and just great to be a part of.
And you're a Lewiston native, and grew up there, went to high school there. So you were around LC, really most of your life. Did you think early on that you might attend there? I know you have some family members that went to school there as well.
Honestly, I didn't think I'd come to LC, but just like becoming more involved with their volleyball program and getting like lessons from like for setting with the volleyball coach there, I was able to like interact with a lot more of the athletes and get kind of their opinion on the school, and like realizing that they really love like the athletic part of it. And I'm going into education, and their education program on its own is really, really good. And knowing that I really wanted to teach and be good at teaching, that influenced a lot of why I chose to go to LC. And when I originally signed, I didn't sign for track and field. It was just something in the back of my head that the coach, who is no longer here, Cyrus, was like, if you want to do track and field, like you'd be a great addition to the team. And so when he was talking to me, then I had a meeting with my volleyball coach, and I was like, is there any way like I might be able to high jump or something? And he was like, if you really want to, we'll make it work. Like, we'll give it a go. And that was one of the best decisions I've ever made, because it's working out pretty good for me, I guess.
Yeah,
But
that's fantastic. Your coach is obviously Mike Collins, longtime head coach there at LC. I'm not sure if he's your event coach for all that you do, but talk a little bit about the influence Mike has had on that program over the long time he's been the coach.
Mike is, well, Coach Collins is pretty big about like the grind doesn't stop. Like, you will get in what you get out of like of your efforts. And so it's a big thing about putting your max effort every single day. If the rep is only 70% intensity, you give 100% of that. And like everything we do is for a specific reason, and he's very, very knowledgeable and probably one of the smartest like kinesiology people I've ever met. And he just knows so much about the sport, and he knows something about every single event. It's not like he just is about running. Like, he has read and studied everything. And even like one day I was shot putting with the shot put coach, and he walks by and he's like telling me what I can change to be a little bit better. And I was like, I didn't even know he knew shot put. But he just studies track. Like, he loves it. And it's pretty awesome to see. And then we have my multis and jumps coach, who is now the track and field coach under Mike, Curtis Bonner. And he will give 100% effort every single day to just create a great environment for everyone. And he will put hours upon hours in for us to be able to do the things we need to do to be better. And honestly, without both of them, our track team would not be where it is right now at all. And it's just so cool to like have coaches that are going to be there for you anytime you need it. And not only as the track part, but just like as a person. And I feel like a lot of places don't always have that, but we're kind of more like a family at LC. So it's kind of, it's really fun. I don't know.
Well, and speaking of family and probably somebody who you rely on a lot, Tracy Collins, the head athletic trainer, is married to your head coach. And Tracy, last year's NAIA Trainer of the Year. And I know she does a tremendous job in making sure that you guys are as healthy as you possibly can be.
The trainers, Tracy and our other two trainers, put so much time in and effort for our track team. A lot of people go into the training room every single day before practice, but also all of the other sports. They probably put in just as much time, if not more time, than any coach on campus. And they don't do it just because they have to. They love it. And they love being able to, like, know that they helped us get where we are. And they're never going to take credit for it. They are not like that. But they are behind every single athlete, and it's just super awesome. Without Tracy taping me every single meet, I would not be able to jump. And just putting the effort in to help me get better with my ankle that was struggling last year and all of that, I couldn't have done it if all of them weren't willing to help me. So just knowing that, like, it's awesome. I don't know. They're a big part of our culture and family as well.
So tell me a little bit about the difference between high jump indoor and outdoor. Now, there's the obvious weather and different conditions outdoor, but, you know, tell me about your approach. Is your approach to the jump different when it's an indoor jump as opposed to an outdoor?
So outdoor, normally the track is a lot better shaped because it's bigger. So you're fully on the track surface the whole time. Whereas in Brookings, you go from turf and you run off the turf onto the track surface. And you have to kind of like make sure that your step's on, because if it's not, you're stepping on the track and the turf at the same time. And it kind of might freak you out a little bit if you're not like ready for it. But other than that, it just more like the openness, the lighting, the noise, that it is exponentially louder indoors than it is outdoors. And that's one thing I'm not a huge fan of, just because like I like to be zoned in what I'm doing. And so that part is a little harder for me. But honestly, in the moment, like, it's so easy to just channel in and not even hear anything going around you. But outdoors, it's just fun. Like, being outside, seeing all the green and just everything outside in the sun is just the best feeling ever. But indoors, when it's freezing outside, is very necessary. But, yeah.
So, will your family be able to follow you to Brookings in a couple of weeks and watch?
I don't think so. They haven't been able to make it to a national meet just because I'm a child of with four siblings. So there's a lot going on in my family at all times. But they said that if they ever do show up to nationals, they're not going to tell me, because they don't want to get in my head a little bit. Because I don't know. It's just weird. Like, last year at conference, they were like, oh, we're not coming. And then I won conference in high jump. And I, like, look around, like, to go talk to my teammates, and they're just sitting over on the hill. And I was like, that's crazy. Like, I had no idea. And it's just kind of funny. But I don't know. Like, they don't want to put pressure on me necessarily if they show up. But they just want to be – they really want to come, which – I don't know if they're going to come to Indiana or South Dakota or what they're going to do, but I don't blame them if they come to South Dakota, because it's really cold. It's very cold.
Speaking of your championship last year, two-time defending outdoor champ. We don't sponsor an indoor championship in the league, not yet anyway. We might consider that now with Eastern Oregon having such a nice indoor facility. But last year we were at Eastern Oregon, which had a fairly brand new facility. This year outdoor will be down at Oregon Tech, which is at elevation. So tell me a little bit about, you know, how do you prepare for jumping at a higher elevation as opposed to, and maybe it doesn't have as much effect as a running event.
I'm honestly not too sure, because with jumping, it's not necessarily as like detrimental on your breathing because you have time between jumps. Whereas like people who are running an 800 are going to be feeling it much, much more. And they're probably overtraining in order to get used to that and be able to have better oxygen intake and everything. But we had conference at SOU, which is only, I believe, like 30 or 40 minutes away from OIT, my freshman year. And it was warm, it was sunny, and like the elevation, like when it's warm and sunny, I don't need anything else. I don't care what it is. It just is so much better. But I don't know. I'm curious to see, because I didn't know that they had a track until they announced that they're hosting conference. So I'm very curious to see how conference goes down there and what their facility is like.
Yeah, they just redid their whole facility for track and field, so it should be really, really nice, brand new track, and so hopefully bouncy the way you like it.
Yep, exactly. That's awesome. That's awesome for them. That's nice.
So Jenna, you talk about your education, and you're a secondary education major in kinesiology, with a minor in, I think, middle school math. You obviously are headed towards a teaching career. Is coaching in your future as well, do you think?
I would love to coach. And I didn't necessarily get a degree in it just because I'm already in, I have my secondary education, kinesiology, and then I have a health endorsement as well, and then my middle school math endorsement. So I'm already pushing graduating a little bit late. So I want to coach, and I don't think I would coach necessarily at a super high level, but I would love to coach either volleyball or track at the high school level, just because I've had so many either really good coaches that connected with me or coaches that I had no connection with, and it was just like hard to want to play. And so being a coach that the kids like actually feel they can interact with and gain knowledge from, I don't know. That's kind of how I feel about teaching too. I want to make a difference on the student in addition to getting them academic excellence. And so just being kind of like a little bit of like a role model and someone they feel comfortable talking to when they need it is like a big thing for me. And coaches that I've had do that have made such a more like impact on my life. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, we definitely need great coaches and teachers out there like you, and we wish you the best with that endeavor. Tell me a little bit about your preparation the next couple of weeks. You know, clearly last week was a kind of the last chance. You had already qualified long time before, but you wanted to, obviously you keep that momentum going and you want to practice and you want to keep going. So these next 2 weeks now, what will you do in terms of your activity physically, nutrition, that kind of stuff to get ready and hopefully peak on that day?
A big thing that Coach Collins has taught us is don't change something that works and don't change it right before something important. And so we're doing our normal practice plan. Obviously, next week's going to be a little bit lighter just because it's performance week and it's a big, big deal. So we're not going to go super heavy to tire our bodies out. But this week, just keeping a regular practice plan, same nutrition, getting at least 8 hours of sleep, which is fine by me because I'm okay with going to bed at 8 p.m. But just making sure we're doing, practicing all the events I need because I have 5 of them. And then also just making sure I'm fueling my body and ready to go. But next week, we travel on Tuesday and compete on Thursday. So we'll potentially lose a little bit on Tuesday for practice-wise, but Wednesday, we'll get ready, go to the track, practice a little bit, and start competing on Thursday. It should be fun.
That's great. Well, Jenna, we wish you nothing but luck. We hope that you are bringing home another championship trophy in the high jump for yourself and for your team. And thank you so much for joining the podcast today.
Of course. Thank you so much. And I'm going to say this conference is one of the best I've ever like seen. And so well knit, even within the different schools. And it's kind of awesome. And I kind of love how supportive it is to every single school, which is cool to see.
Well, thank you, Daniel. We love what we do, and we love all the student athletes that we get to promote and be around. So, again, thank you so much. This has been a great podcast. On behalf of myself and our director, Courtney Blummer, please tune in next time for Cascade Connects.
On behalf of Director Courtney Blummer and host Robert Cashel, thanks for tuning in to Cascade Connects, the official podcast of the Cascade Collegiate Conference, 15 championships, and over 3,000 student athletes. This is the CCC.